and you, the Susan Show.
All right, this is one of the things I love about Black Friday. The office is closed, so you can't come on down, pick up prizes or anything. I apologize for that. There's a whole bunch of people on vacation, distracted, hungover, you know, shopping, doing whatever they're doing. So I have, like, no bosses today, right? So I can get away with anything I want to. They're just happy I showed up, and I'm sober at this point. And we've started a little bit of a holiday tradition here in the studio, and it turned out to be a great day to do it today, where I get to have my hubby in the studio, who's an awesome musician, and he happens to know all the other awesome musicians in the world. And I just happened to mention to him one day when he just didn't have his armor up, hey, you wouldn't want to stop by the studio and, like, do some holiday music, would you? Day after Thanksgiving, and before he realized that I wouldn't give him his pizza, before he said yes. And all was better. So, hi, hubby. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
Okay, you know microphones. You have to come a little closer, sweetie, because we have microphones everywhere. You have a new band, and you've brought some of the members in today. Tell me about Backseat Radio. That's going to play some holiday tunes.
Well, Backseat Radio, we're a rock and roll cover band. We kind of put it together as more of like a show that you would see if you went to see a concert touring through town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love what we do.
And you guys are going to be touring all over the place. I know you've just put the final touches on your big show. And for everybody who knows Derek, Derek Spring is his name, you might know him as a drummer and a drum teacher, but now you're playing bass in this band.
Yes, I've been playing bass. I've been playing bass for a long time, but professionally on a stage, yes.
And there are so many musicians that come out just to see how that works. And then they're amazed. They're like, we knew him as a drummer. And then all of a sudden he's playing bass. You're killer at it. I'm very proud of you.
I buy a lot of shots.
That's not true at all. Well, thank you for bringing in all the music to, people today. And you're playing cajon. And you gave... Should I be trusted with...
With the two-inch maraca?
With, well, just any type of rhythmic instrument. I don't know if you trust me to keep the rhythm.
No, you have experience doing that, so you're good.
I hope so. Well, you got other real pros in the studio. First, let's say hi to our singers and vocalists. We have Kiana and Laura that are in the studio. Kiana, let's start with you. Now, you've been in here and had the fun before last year, and I appreciate you coming back. How's the music career going? Are you excited about things with Backseat Radio?
Yeah, I am. This is probably the best band I've ever been in. I started when I was 16, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, and who are your musical inspirations? Because when I hear rehearsals out of the music studio, which is the basement in our house, I hear so many different flavors. I never know who's you in all of those songs.
I have a lot, but I'd say mainly Hailstorm and Christina Aguilera. It's a pretty even mix between the two.
Did you get to see her on the AMAs doing the Whitney Houston tribute?
I did.
I was pretty impressed by that. She sounded like Whitney.
She kills everything.
Instead of trying to make it the Christina version of Whitney.
Yes.
She sounded just like Whitney. It was very impressive. Now, Laura, you're a consummate entertainer. We'll have you just pull that microphone over to you or scooch over to you, whichever works. Hi, Laura.
Hello, Susan.
You and I have similar backgrounds. Big-time karaoke hosts.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
Yes, and my background, it goes further than that because I used to travel with my family, kind of singing like the Partridge Family a little bit.
Oh, how awesome.
So, yeah. So then as I got older and got to go to places that had karaoke, I started to love it because the words were right there and I could never mess up. But sometimes I still mess up, even on very popular songs. Even though there's lyrics, I'm still...
How many of the family members are in the family band?
There was 9 of us.
Wow.
And now my brother is off doing his band. And
okay.
So everybody kind of dispersed a little bit, but... Yeah, the family was big, and we all had instruments. And
did you all get together for like a family concert yesterday for Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was chaotic,
to say the least. But do the musical instruments come out during the holidays?
More so around Christmas.
Okay, because
there's less to do, less eating.
Yeah, yesterday we had a job to do,
yes,
which is eating.
There was too many tables in the way.
Well, I appreciate your knowledge, though, as karaoke host, where you've seen that there's a lot of really good singers in this town.
There is. And it's surprising because most of the time I hear somebody, I'm like, why aren't we friends? Because I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years. I just started hosting this year, though, for Spare Entertainment. And it's been pretty interesting because the people that you meet are so talented. And you're like, this is just Bloomington normal. Like, how much more there must be out there that's, you know, in cool places like Nashville and...
Not everybody, though, has got the time to actually be able to take it on stage and put it together. And I know you guys have been rehearsing very hard. And really, one of the most genius instrumentalists in town is here in studio with us, Brian. I don't know how much you'll let me say because I know you're kind of an incognito guy. How many young ones are you spreading your musical joy to as a teacher? Because people are lucky to get you as a teacher.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. He's a very talented guitarist.
I've probably got about 50 students, and I play in a few different bands. And
now you're playing in Backseat Radio, and you're playing for churches around town.
Mm-hmm.
That's become big business, hasn't it, for musicians playing in church?
I guess so.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying every church is all of a sudden like, come see our band. So when you do a late night gig on Saturday night, and then you have to do a church gig on Sunday morning, do you sleep at all?
A few hours. Those are always the best Sundays, running on pure adrenaline, I guess.
Okay, now, we have you in here today as a guitarist, but I know you also play horns, and I know you play reeds and everything. Have you ever counted up how many instruments you can play, or do they just all come naturally when you pick them up?
I can play probably 3 or 4 instruments well, what I would consider well, and then a bunch of others that I have a degree in that I can technically teach, but that doesn't really mean I can play. So I can play a few instruments well, and I can play a lot of instruments kind of poorly. That's what I'd say.
But you have a degree in music to teach.
I do have a degree in music.
In what instruments did you get the degree in?
Instrumental band, so teaching trumpets and saxophones and clarinets and all that kind of stuff.
Yay, because I still remember some of the fondest days of all of my grade school, junior high, and high school days were being in a band, in choir, orchestra, wind ensemble, all of those things, and it's great to have more teachers like you out there keeping those groups alive. Well, all right, I hope I've impressed y'all with the quality of the musicians I have in here, but I think the easiest way to do that is for me to shut up and let them perform. So Backseat Radio, you're going to be seeing them all around the country here very soon, but they brought us some holiday tunes here on WBNQ. Kyanna, what are we doing today?
We're starting with Baby It's Cold Outside.
Well, let's do it. Assumed by everybody out in the audience. You guys are going to stick around and do another tune for us after 8 o'clock, yes?
Absolutely.
All right, more coffee into the musicians and more music on the radio. Happy holidays from all of us here at WBNQ. 101.5 WB&Q, 839. One more holiday song to possibly get you into the holiday mood. Although the weather is not very holiday-ish outside. It got warm today. It's going to be a high of 61. There's no snow on the ground. Not that I really wanted that for holiday shopping or holiday driving. But I will say, you know, just if it was twinkle lights and a little bit of precipitation, it might be a little different feeling and be ready for the holiday classics. But you've heard everybody else's holiday classics. Now you're going to hear a live version of one of your favorites from the new cover band in town. You're going to hear a lot more about. Why? Because, it's my hubby's band. And it's called Backseat Radio. You can learn more about them at backseatradio.com. In studio today, Derek, Brian, Laura, and Kiana. And what song are you doing for us this time?
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby. It's a classic. I turn the microphones over to y'all here on WB&Q.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you'll check off my Christmas list. But oopie-doo, Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really it's not a lie. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, fill my stocking with the duplex and checks, and sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me, but oopie-doo, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring, and I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight, hurry down the chimney tonight, hurry down the chimney.
Recorded radio round of applause again, even though we know everybody's applauding in their cars and their homes and their showers, wherever they're listening to. Members of Backseat Radio, which includes Eric and Brian and Derek and Laura and Kiana, and Kiana's original music. You can also find linked to backseatradio.com, and she's going to be the next big breakout star. But while these folks are still living large here locally, we're excited to have you in here, and happy holidays to all of you. Thank you. Because FYI, getting up this early in the morning and singing and performing is not easy, and it sounded lovely, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll talk to you again here another day here on WB&Q. 101.5 WB&Q, happy holidays to you and yours. Thanks for listening while you're out shopping around, or cursing the fact that you're working on Friday when everybody else is shopping around. You know, everybody's got their thing on today. I'm live in the studio, and because nobody else is here in the building today, I can do whatever I want to. And so I said, well, what about some live Christmas music? And my boss went, yeah, sure, whatever, I'm out of here, gotta go. And so I said, well, what about bringing in my hubby's band? My husband Derek is a longtime well-known musician here in town, and he's got a new group of incredible people that I haven't gotten to see enough on stage, so I'm looking forward to coming to all of your Backseat Radio shows. And Brian and Laura and Kiana have come in today. We do a shout out to Eric, who's not here today. He's off to being the family man. He's normally the drummer, but when you guys are all electrified, you're out there, but your acoustic sound is brilliant. So Brian and Laura and Kiana are going to give us another holiday song. Which one are you doing for us this time?
The Christmas song.
The Christmas song. Well, I will turn it over to you in Backseat Radio here on WB&Q.
birds are all singing on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa way. He's bringing lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I got the shivers.
I did.
You gave me the goosies. And excellent humming there, Laura. Hubby Derek, could you come over here real quick? Because I know she would be too shy to tell me all about it. But Kiana here was doing lead vocals there from Backseat Radio. Is also got an EP of her own that people can go get. Yes?
Yes. If you go to backseatradio.com, Kiana has her own page on there. Just look in the menu and it'll take you there. She has a self-titled EP. There's 6 songs available on our website. And one of them she's giving away for free.
Wow.
So,
you can go buy it.
It's a great stocking stuffer.
First time Derek played me one of your original songs, honest to God, I thought it was something that
you
guys
were
going to cover.
You would hear
on the radio here. I thought it was a song I wasn't familiar with that you were going to cover in Backseat Radio, because you guys are predominantly a cover band. I hope you will add some of her songs into the Backseat Radio set list, because I'm just...
We plan on it, but I can't say the name of the song I want to add.
Is there band disagreements? Is there disagreements in the harmony already?
No. It's just early in the morning. I have a affectionate little name for the song I want to add.
Okay, but don't make me lose my job if it's a dirty name for the song. I don't want that. But it's really good stuff. It's really good stuff, and I want everybody to go out and hear it.